Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas Register of Deeds Association offers recording fee info for KS professionals. The Kansas Register of Deeds Association provides information about the organization and a fee schedule for recording documents in Kansas. Real estate professionals in KS rely on accurate recording fees and deed office procedures to close transactions efficiently and avoid costly delays. Bookmark htks.com/ for current Kansas recording fees and Register of Deeds resources. Kansas real estate headlines. Johnson County building permits now available for unincorporated areas. Johnson County issues building permits for properties located in unincorporated areas of the county. Real estate professionals in KS need to verify permit requirements for transactions and developments in unincorporated Johnson County, which falls outside city jurisdiction. Review permit requirements at the county portal before listing or developing properties in unincorporated Johnson County. Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas Public Records Online Directory, new resource for KS real estate research. A new online directory provides centralized access to Kansas public records. Real estate professionals in KS can streamline due diligence, verify property history, and research ownership records through a single portal. Bookmark this resource for faster title research and property verification. Public records, publicrecords.online.com, KS. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.